Upper East Side of New York on May 18, 1904, of immigrant parents, both of whom had met and married in the United States in the late 80s when they had arrived here. My father, from what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire, from a town called Mielnica, near the Russian border. My mother, from a Turkish province called Palestine, where she was born in Safed. My birthplace was at 85 Stanton Street, where my father was then a janitor. And this itself was a rather fortuitous circumstance, for in later years, when I entered into politics, although not from that area, as we had moved when I was about a little over 13 years of age and had already been bar mitzvah, successively to Brooklyn and then to Washington Heights in Manhattan. I was able to say, and it counted politically, that I was born in what for a city boy was the equivalent of a log cabin, to wit, a tenement on the Lower East Side of New York. I knew something, but not a great deal, about my own antecedents. As far as my father was concerned, he was apparently the son of an Orthodox Jew who was a dealer in flour and a cut above the run-of-the-mill people of his particular shtetl, as Mielnica was called, and apparently had been an apprentice to a very distinguished rabbi called the Mielnica Roof, in the fashion of the Tale of Settlement of the time, with a very promising future to be a favorite of that rabbi, which he'd indeed already become, even at the young age, which he then was. And again, in accordance with the fashion of the time, he had been married off without seeing his bride to another young Jewish girl from another village. He apparently saw her for the first time when they were married. He tried it out for a year and didn't like her at all. And then, in one of those amazing bursts of the human personality, with neither a front or a back, simply picked himself up and escaped absolutely penniless to the United States in order to get out of this disagreeable marriage, thereby breaking with his whole tradition, although he was then hardly 20 years of age, of leaving his rabbi and leaving his family and leaving his bride. But as I say, this is some amazing burst of the human personality, which at least I never had any concept of the basic reason for it. He landed in the United States at Castle Garden, really penniless. He told the story of how it was necessary to have $1 to get into the United States in those days. You needed nothing else except $1 and to be relatively healthy. He went through the experience of having the single dollar, and this I'm sure was with the connivance of the immigration authorities, passed from person to person as they went through the final immigration clearance, so that each technically had a dollar, though the man or the woman that left had nothing. He said he slept his first night, or his first three nights, on the Lower East Side, to which he had wandered immediately, on foot, by the way, and it was not too far, I should say, several miles, in a butcher's truck, and then began to get odd jobs, finally ended up as a operator on men's pants and told the story of how in those days he owned his own machine and went from shop to shop when he found work carrying his machine on his back. And work was only available 3 or 4 months a year in what was called the season. This is an oft-told tale, but has an especial poignancy to me because it probably was an influence in my life politically and continues to be today in my describing myself, notwithstanding my feeling of objectivity on the subject, as a pro-union, trade union senator. As to my mother's background and what I knew about it, it has always been a matter of great interest to me in later years that the first lullabies that I heard, that I can remember, and the first dances that I saw in our home were Turkish lullabies and Turkish dances, the unmistakable stamp of my mother's girlhood in a Turkish province. According to her story, she had been the child, the only child, of a very transient union between a traveling salesman out of Vienna who had passed through Safed on a Near Eastern trip, married what was probably a pretty local wench, to wit, my grandmother, and remained a year and then took off as suddenly as he had arrived, leaving as the fruit of the union my mother Ida. She was then apparently placed in charge of her grandmother or some other relative who ran a what we would describe today as a grocery store, and was made for all practical purposes into a slavey, like Cosette in Les Miserables. And this began when she was something like 8 or 9 years of age. She told how she had to handle as a child lye, L-Y-E, which was used in the washing of clothes in those rather cruder days, and which ate into her hands so that she suffered the most terrible pains as a child in handling this material. But somehow or other she survived, and when she was 16 years of age, apparently her mother, who had been settled with a new husband in Odessa and opened what was called a tea shop, and we would call it a tea room or a small restaurant, bethought herself of her daughter in Safed and sent for her, sent the money for her passage. And mother used to tell how she went from she walked to the port of Beirut from Safed, which was X miles, embarked upon a sailing ship and sailed in through the Mediterranean and the Dardanelles to the Black Sea port of Odessa. Mother told of her early years in Odessa, where she remained for 3 years, getting a feeling for the Russian culture, though she never learned the Russian language. Indeed, mother had no schooling at all, and that is clear from the history which I have just given. And she never learned to read or write in any language, her native tongue being Yiddish, until she was 55 years of age, when she learned in an adult education public school in Brooklyn, where she then lived. and one of the joys of her life was that when she could ride on the subway from Brooklyn to Manhattan and read the advertising signs, and also was able to sign her name, especially when she had a checking account. This represented just a very special kind of paradise for a very special kind of woman. Indeed, here too were some of my own origins, because my own passion for adult education and for the capability of the individual to make something of himself in terms of the enjoyment of life and usefulness to the community came from the indomitable spirit which characterized my mother. Paragraph, she described how in her early years in the United States, to which she came when she was 19 years of age, after having spent 3 years in Odessa with her mother and her stepfather, and with a stepsister and stepbrother. She was wont to tell us of her early years in the United States before she met and married my father, as an operator on ties for men. And in this work, which she learned very quickly, as she knew how to sew, she worked all day, and then the family, which was fairly bereft, took in ties at night, took in ties for homework, so that she worked literally day and night. Indeed, this characterized her whole life until, through my brother Benjamin's tremendous efforts, we were, as it were, like the children of Israel, brought out of the Lower East Side to Eastern Parkway, Brooklyn, when her life for the first time changed from one of constant toil to one of some toil and some pleasure. Paragraph. I had left my father's life at the point where he was a pants operator, where he and my mother met and married. Is obscure, but my best recollection is that they met in some communal activity, like a settlement house dance or some local community affair among the Jewish people, as they both lived in the same part of New York, or in some activity like the Workman's Circle, the Arbeiter Ring, which got young immigrants together for the purpose of giving them some ideas to the American circumstance in which they were then placed, and sponsored some effort at collective action to improve their condition, primarily through self-help and mutual cooperation. Paragraph. Apparently the uncertainties of the calling in which my father was engaged after this young couple married, and the oncoming first child, my brother, who was 10 years older than I was, compelled my father and mother to think of some more sure way of earning a living than the uncertainties of the season in which my father was then placed. My mother, who was always the innovator and the initiator, and who had, as far as my father was concerned, the same sense of custodianship that we often find in mothers who have children that they want to get into the theater. And she dreamed up the idea that he should, that he could have a settled job, and a warm house, and some sense of permanency, if he became a janitor. And so, they went looking for this kind of an opportunity and apparently found it on a street, called Allen Street on the Lower East Side, which was in constant darkness because the elevated train, the Second Avenue Elevated, then ran on Allen Street on an elevated structure, and the street was so narrow that there was absolutely no place for a sight of the sky. The elevated structure preempted everything. And for the rest of his life, my father was a janitor.